Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When a person is making the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then one benefit of that zikr, which he must have yaqeen of, he must truly believe in that. Because whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said is the truth, but nothing but the truth. If there is any authentic hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that reports something, then we must believe that it is the truth, even though our intelligence and our own minds may not be able to grasp the reality. But it is the truth. So if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in this case not Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but the Quran Sharif itself says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ, who can be more truthful than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala himself says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you. So when a person remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is remembering him. Now we will say that how can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be only remembering the servant of his when he is making zikr? Then at other times, is Allah ta'ala not watching him? Is Allah ta'ala not seeing him? Does Allah not know what he is doing? Now all these type of doubts shaitan creates and whispers, that in this hadith now we are being told that when the person makes zikr of Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala remembers him. So at other times what happens? Allah ta'ala doesn't remember him. Does it mean that Allah ta'ala has forgotten him? Like how we, sometimes our friends, they are with us, and then they say, I'm going overseas. So the friend goes overseas, or he's going away on some other journey, or he has parted company, or has separated, he's gone to his home, you've gone to your home. So now it's not necessary that you remember that friend all the time. It doesn't remain in the mind all the time. When you are occupied with your work, or when we are occupied with our other activities, at that time we forget. Even if that person was a very close and dear friend, but it is not such a thing that 24 hours you remember that friend. Once the person has moved away, then you may remember him 2-3 times a day, or when some discussion takes place, or when you are free and relaxed and your mind is not occupied in something, at that time we remember the person. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not forgetting us in that manner, that the moment we don't make zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so Allah ta'ala does not know what we are doing. Allah ta'ala has forgotten us, and now we are free to do whatever we wish to, because Allah ta'ala, he will only remember us when we are going to make his zikr. It doesn't mean that. What it means, that when we are going to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and look at the muhaddiseen, look at the mufassireen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless them with jannat, what beautiful explanation has been given in Bayan al-Quran. It says that fazkuruni bil ita'ati azkurkum bil inayati, you remember me with ita'at, that means you obey me, you worship me, you make sajda to me, you beseech of me, you beg of me, you obey and follow all my commands, you obey my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with ita'at you remember me, then I will remember you with inayat, with all the gifts and bounties. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then remember his, that servant of his, with bounties. Now that is the explanation that is given. That means when this person is going to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will shower upon him his bounties. Then again, we must not think that these bounties are only plentiful of wealth. We will say so many awliya kiram, they didn't even have anything. They wore patched clothes and they ate some dry bread and they left this world. So Allah ta'ala, did he not remember them? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's bounties are also of different nature. Because we are very weak, that's why Allah ta'ala gives us both. He gives us dunya too and gives us deen too, if we are going to be obedient to him. But in reality, Allah ta'ala's bounties are both of the material and the spiritual kind. Sometimes a person, because of his ibadat, because of his tilawat, because of his zikr, because of his istighfar and tawbah, Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of tahajjud. Now is that not a bounty? Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of making some tasbihat. Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of making extra sajdas. Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of remembering him in abundance. Now all these are also bounties of Allah Ta'ala. So zikr is one thing which immediately connects the person with Allah Ta'ala. And as Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that zikr is such a thing, the person who is making zikr, the zakir, the person who is making zikr, usko mazkur tak pahuncha deta hai. It makes this zikr, or the zakir, the person making zikr, connected with the mazkur, that is Allah Ta'ala. Immediately, there is a connection. So there are great benefits and great virtues. But the most important thing is that zikr must be in the life of a person. That the zikr must not be just on the fingertips, that after the namaz of Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and afterwards everything that is being done is against that Alhamdulillah. And afterwards everything the person does is against that Subhanallah. And afterwards everything he does is against that Allahu Akbar. He said Allahu Akbar, but then in his life we don't see Allahu Akbar. The greatness of everything else is in his heart except the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. After the namaz, he was making Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But where is that glory of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his life? And where is that Alhamdulillah in his life? And where is that Allahu Akbar? When the muazzin says, oh, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, then at that time does that person demonstrate that Allahu Akbar, which he was making after, as in tasbihat. So that is what is required, and the whole purpose of all these majlises and get-togethers and everything is the same thing, to get this bond with Allah Ta'ala. It must become our yaqeen, it must become our life, it must become our iman. It must not be like a push-start thing all the time. As I mentioned the other night also, that there's some show that's coming up, so now we must have bayans, we must have waz, we must have programs. Why? To stop the people from going to a certain show. So we have stopped them from a certain show. But what about all the other shows that's going to follow? The shows are also unlimited these days. So does it mean that now every time you have to keep telling that person, now there's another show that's coming into town, so now you stay away from that. Then we say now there's Christmas coming, so you don't go and celebrate Christmas. Then we say there's New Year's coming, now you don't go and celebrate New Year's. Then we say then Diwali is coming, now you mustn't celebrate Diwali. Then we'll say these film actresses and actors came, now you mustn't go there. Now these new films are going to be shown on the circuit, you must not watch that. Then what kind of iman is that? For every show and for every evil that is coming around and for every temptation, you have to have a special program. Then when are we going to invite people? Say we must invite people into the fold of Islam. Indeed, that is our duty and we should do that. But how much of our time is being taken up by just telling those who are in Islam that please bring Islam into your lives? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffah. Oh, you have believed, enter into the fold of Islam completely. Not that Islam in our namaz in the masjid, a little bit of Islam here, a little bit of Islam there. Islam must be in our lives. Person who is dealing with us must see Islam. The person who is marrying him must see Islam. In the home must be Islam. In our businesses, Islam. In everything, there must be Islam. Then we can say that now we have brought Islam into our hearts and into our... And then that Islam will not require very much of speech to bring others into Islam. So we should not be waiting to be told every time that this is haram, stay away, stay away. Our iman must stop us. Our iman must reach that level that it must restrain us. We must have that kind of yaqeen that even if nobody has to tell us anything, and if no person is watching, then to my Allah is watching. That's all. Just that one thing, that Allah Ta'ala is watching. If the person gets the istihzar that my Allah is watching, and he is watching, And he's not only watching, he also has the power to snatch away those ni'mats because of our obstinacy and because of our persistence. Allah Ta'ala has the power, and he has done it in the past, and it is happening at present. But we do it for the love of Allah Ta'ala, that my Allah who has blessed me with all these ni'mats, I must not disobey that Allah. Then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to lead a boring life and unhappy life and restless life. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us hasana fi dunya and hasana fi akhirah. Otherwise, why should he ask us to make such a dua? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. We haven't read this for a long time now. Aymir Adata. We will have that inshallah. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte firte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah. Kasb mein duniya hi keh raha main, deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi. Kasb mein duniya hi keh raha main, deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawayi. Oh Allah, so much of my time I wasted in absolutely useless and futile activities. So much of our time has gone in useless, futile activities, futile talk. It hasn't helped us in this world, or in the, it's not going to even help in the akhirah. And I've explained this many times, that futile, what it means. If a person is running, skipping, jogging, he's talking cheerfully with his wife and children, he's doing business so that he may earn halal and provide for his family, all that is not futile. Futile are those things which are of no benefit at all from the worldly point of view or from the akhirat point. And in these days, a classical example of futile activity is the watching of television. And especially the sporting activities, cricket, soccer, and when they have all these World Cups, hours and hours and hours watching this team play, that team play, this team play, that team play. Then the person's qabristan and his mouth is so close to him and he doesn't even know. And he's engaged in futile activity, absolute waste of time. When the angel of death will come and squeeze the soul out of the body, then he will make hi, my Allah, what was I engaged in? It will be too late for the hi. रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी, रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी, तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी। Soul will be extracted from your bodies. Earth will be poured over your body. Tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha main, deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، ان یور ہول کریشن آئی ایم دا ورسٹ. Which sin I have not committed in my life? Now these great walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who control their gazes, who control their hearing, their speech, their heart, their mind, their actions, but they say that, oh Allah, we are the greatest sinners on earth. Then what about us who are in reality sinning day and night?
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह 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 अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह कर दे फना सब मेरे इरादे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह जाम मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह जाम मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او میں بلاور اللہ، او میں رحیم اللہ، او میں کریم اللہ، او میں موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او میں کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ، O my compassionate Allah, O my most merciful Allah, O my beautiful Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants. We are extending our begging bowls before you, O my Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing in our lives. Oh my Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. Oh my Allah, you could have sent the gale force wind against us. You could have asked the earth to open up and swallow us. But oh my Allah, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, good clothes to wear, transport, oh Allah, homes to live in. Day and night you are showering your bounties. My beloved Allah, we have been namak haram. Hey Allah, teri hi ne'mate kha kar teri hi na farmani, using all your bounties for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, nobody can be more sinful than us. But oh my Allah, we have heard from your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that is most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking repentance. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins. Ya Allah, we do not wish to return to those sins. Ya Allah, assist us and help us and protect us from all evil. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. We are extremely weak. Oh Allah, do not test us. Ya Allah, there's temptations all around. Temptations in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, in the schools, in the colleges. Ay, mere Allah, at the airports, at the railway stations, everywhere, oh my Allah. There is nothing but temptation towards evil. Oh my beloved Allah. But if you wish to protect, there is nobody that can, oh Allah, bypass you. Ey mere pyare Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, bless us with forgiveness of all sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah. You are Kareem, and Kareem is the one who gives without a person even deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of your rahmat and your mercy because of our sins. But oh Allah, you are Kareem, and you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us. Open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your rahmat for us. Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep us away from your ma'rifat? Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, make us of your close ones. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to see nothing but destruction, oh my Allah. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame and vice and evil. Oh my Allah, they want to bring about embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace upon us. But oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, ummat ke hal par raham farma, ummat ki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, ummat ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما, فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما. اے اللہ, چچنیا, بوزنیا, کشمیر, ہندوستان, پاکستان, افغانستان, سارے عالم کے اندر اے اللہ مسلمان پریشان ہے, ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with satisfaction. Oh Allah, bless us with rizq halal in abundance. Bless us with rizq halal in abundance, oh Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals or at homes, give them complete cure from all ailments. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us for our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of anger. Oh Allah, purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhad and qanaat. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of shukr over all your ni'mats. Ey mere Allah, teri ma'rifat naseeb farma, tera yaqeen naseeb farma, teri muhabbat naseeb farma, rasool e paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka sachcha ishq aur sachchi muhabbat naseeb farma. Ey Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of the akhirat. Ey mere pyare Allah, تو دشمنان اسلام کو ہدایت نصیب فرما, اور اگر ان کے مقدر میں ہدایت نہیں ہے اے اللہ, تو پھر ان کو عاد اور ثمود کی طریقے سے ہلاک اور برباد فرما. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino or in a disco or in a theater or in a cinema or popping drugs in our mouths or with bottle of wine in our hands or in illicit love relationship or on some porn site on the internet or some filthy site on the television programs. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will extract the soul from every part of our bodies. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a state that is displeasing to you. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, Allah, let us be in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, at that time show us some tajalli of yours, that our soul comes dancing towards you. Ya Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah and with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, those who are going for Hajj, bless them with Hajj Maqbool and Mabrool. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to appreciate the valuable moments in that Mubarak land. Ya Allah, un Mubarak Muqamat ki qadr ki tawfiq ata farma. Har qisam ki maasiyat aur nafarmaazi se unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Rasool Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of his blood was shed for this ummah, how much of his tears rolled for this ummah. Ya Allah, his place of sajda used to get wet with his tears, his ihram used to get wet with his tears. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried so much for us. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom so much of your tears were shed, that ummat today in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, in dancing and singing and whining. Oh Allah, when he is informed that that ummat is indulging in the worst of sins, even a few meters away from your Mubarak resting place in their hotel rooms, where Allah, how much of injury and pain we must be causing to him. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Those who have passed away, oh Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Unke gunahon ko maaf kar de, mere Allah. Unki qabron ko noor se bhar de. Ameen. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.